I'm Susan Lewis here at WRTI. I am here with three musicians who are also brothers, Ricardo Morales, Jesus Morales, and Rolando Morales Matos on the phone. Great. And we also are here with Carmen Febo San Miguel. Carmen is executive director of Taller Puerto Riqueño, a cultural center which is opening a new facility in the Kensington section of Philadelphia. So welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
We are brought together today here by music, because the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia is doing a program featuring Mozart's clarinet concerto. Ricardo is soloist, and Jesus is playing cello with the ensemble. And also coming up is a celebration of Taller's new facility, with Rolando playing percussion.
Correct.
Great. So let's talk about this amazing family. There are three of you here, but you are three of six. Ricardo, what is the birth order, and who are your other siblings?
So the older three are Jose, Sonia, and Jaime. And for the interview, we have the next one, the last three in line, which is Rolando, Jesus, which is the youngest one, and myself.
Terrific. And you all are musicians. What do your siblings play?
The first two play piano and violin, and they are mainly composers. And the third one, Jaime, he is a conductor and a trombone player and professor at Miami University. Rolando, who is the other one that we have here online, he is a percussionist and conductor also. And Jesus is a very accomplished cellist, and I play clarinet.
So this must have been an amazing family to grow up in. Are your parents musicians, Jesus?
Well, my father was an amateur musician. He played guitar and wrote many songs, but he also inspired us to play together and do many things.
Okay, so maybe we could go one by one and talk about how you experienced music, what kind of music you listened to, and how you picked your instrument. Jesus.
Well, the funny thing is that since I am the youngest, for me it was a lot easier because I had seen what everybody else was playing and all the things that I really liked. And my first choice was actually percussion, like my brother Rolando. But my father had enough of the drums in the house. so he immediately said, no, how about if you play the cello, like Casals? Of course, Casals is huge in Puerto Rico because he actually founded this orchestra and the conservatory. So historically, we have been taught of all the accomplishments that he had. So, of course, I thought that was a great idea, so I went with that.
So, Rolando, how did you persuade your parents to let you play percussion?
That's a great, great, great question. Actually, my mother used to be always yelling at me because I would steal her the hampers and the pots and pans and always make a big mess in the kitchen, you know, putting all this stuff. But I started, they tried to get my attention by my father bought an instrument, bought it for us timbales, and we used to play together. He would play the guitar, and my brothers would sing. We all sing and play together. But interesting enough, I started my formal studies as a cellist myself. And in fact, it's in the Casals program in Puerto Rico, and the foundation, when they founded the Casals Spring Program, I started that. And I was just about to be in third grade whenever that happened. So it was a very interesting time. And I studied cello for about 10 years before we decided that cello sounds better by a cellist instead of for a percussionist.
So you were an innate percussionist.
Yeah.
So, Ricardo, it's interesting as you talk, because I think maybe in your parents' mind it was good to play different things so you could have a band.
Right.
So, Ricardo, how did you select your instrument?
Well, for me, it came because at the beginning, while I was trying to figure out what instrument to take, I was being asked to sing. And in the traditional Latin songs and the ones that my dad would write, they were all the typical Latin romantic kinds of things, singing about lost love and longing. And I was 10 years old, and then my aunts were like, "Oh, isn't he cute?" I would be completely mortified. I was like, "Oh, please!" So I had to figure out I needed to get an instrument that I would put in my mouth, or then I would just be done with the singing. I wouldn't be mortified. So that's how I chose the clarinet.
I think I also remember talking with you one time, and you liked the way it looked as well.
Well, of course, because, yeah, I looked at the saxophone. It was a little over the top, too shiny. I'm a little shy, so I just needed a little nice combination. The oboe, that looked a little too weird, and the double reed, it wasn't for me. So I thought the clarinet was a good compromise.
Wow, this is great. Your household must have sounded wonderful. Did you all practice at the same time?
Yes. I think our parents would actually not agree with that, but it was always fun.
You have a lot of diverse experience with different styles of music.
Yes.
What does the culture in which you grew up, does that influence your approach to music? Does it give you a different or a larger musical vocabulary?
I think so, at least in my part. Excuse me. Of course, we all went to music conservatories to learn how to play all the classical music and the very standard repertoire. But also growing up, listening to all the tropical and Latin music, which is incredibly varied, also gives us a different approach. Because in the quartet that I play, we play a lot of the standard repertoire, but we also do a lot of Latin music, you know, from composers like Ginastera, Villalobos, but also we can play some Cuban music, some danzón, and all that kind of stuff. So the variety is wide, and is also very enjoyable to be able to play in all those different styles.
How often do you play together? Do you play together for fun at all?
Well, this past year we have played together more because thankfully he's been able to join my quartet to play some quintets. And it's always fun to be able to play Mozart and Brahms and then play Paquito da Rivera in the same program. So it's, you know, having that diversity is always very interesting and fun.
Together as a family, unfortunately, never is often enough. We usually We will do music sharing, like when we get together for Thanksgivings or the holiday season or something like that. We'll get together and then we'll have one of those in-home jam sessions.
Extended jam sessions.
Yeah.
And what kind of music will you play?
Everything goes.
For example?
Well, we usually play some of the Puerto Rican traditional music. And depending who's there, we can also dive into some classical stuff also.
So, Susan, if I can give maybe an example of that, I'm with Taller Puerto Riqueño, and we've been working on this building project for a number of years. And maybe 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago, we had the opportunity of doing a series of events that happened under a tent in the location where we have now a soon-to-open new building. We were putting the juices and the inspiration. And these three brothers, in some fashion or another, have played under that tent in that space. So with Jesus with the Talí Quartet, and then Ricardo and Rolando, both of them, played with other musicians from the Philadelphia Orchestra, and then also with young musicians from the Latin American Musician Association, in a program that was what they are describing. It was a combination of classic music, some, you know, of the dear, dear, dear Puerto Rican music. To hear Ricardo and Rolando and the Philadelphia Orchestra play favorites like Campanitas de Cristal, a favorite of Puerto Ricans, in, you know, with that classic sound, was just, my skin gets goosebumps. So that's the kind of, of ability that they have to go from, you know, from one world to the other, and to really infuse each of those styles with their knowledge and their skills.
That really dovetails with your mission. Could you talk a little bit about the mission of Taller?
Taller is a cultural center in the northern part of Philadelphia, in the heart of what is a predominantly Puerto Rican, poor Puerto Rican and Latino community. We've been there for 40 years providing cultural services to the community that involve after-school program for children and youth. We do a lot of work with the schools. We have a gallery, and we do produce performance events that and have been fortunate to have connections with these stars that are willing to come, you know, to the heart of the community to bring us their talent. So one of the reasons why I'm here today is because Rolando is going to be coming to Philadelphia to play. On December 10th, from 7 to 10, there's going to be a performance that is part of the inauguration of the new space, and Rolando will be playing with his orchestra. So stay tuned for more details.
So to sum up the musical events that have brought us here together today, Ricardo plays Mozart's clarinet concerto with the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia with Jesus in the cello section. That concert will be broadcast on WRTI on November 20th. In December, Rolando will come to Philadelphia with his band to perform at the celebration of Tailleur's new facility. Thanks so much for all coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.